Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Totally Unexpected podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm your host, Charlize Chu, also known as Sharik Style on TikTok and Instagram. So for today's podcast, we have a special episode. I will be answering all your questions on fashion and styling because I get a lot of DMs on my Instagram asking for styling tips, and it's really hard for me to answer every single one of them or find time to answer them. So I posted on my story. If you have any questions, ask me and I will answer them in my next podcast. And that is what I'm doing today. I might do this again one day if you guys like this type of podcast, like a Q&A. So be sure to be on a lookout on my Instagram stories in case I ever do another one of these, because this is where I get my questions from. And yeah, so just always be sure to check out my Instagram and my stories. And I also have a Totally Unexpected Instagram page for this podcast. So go follow that too, because I might post something like that on there as well. We're just going to get right into the questions. I have a lot here. Thank you to everyone who contributed. I will try my best to answer all of them. Someone asked, how do you style a fancy coat without making the main outfit too plain? I think I understand this question because a lot of times when we make an outfit with a nice coat, it's usually the coat that's the main point. And then when you take it off, when you're like inside somewhere, it's just a basic outfit. And I think I understand like how to style an outfit under a coat. So if you have a coat and the coat is like colorful, make sure you're wearing colors inside that go with it or match with it. Maybe not just like white or black, but like have accents of that color in your outfit as well. Or what you can do, what I love to do with coats, is wear a dress or a skirt and wear knee-high boots or knee-high socks or something like that, kind of to winterize it, you know, because it is kind of cold. Or wear tights or something under that skirt or dress. That's what I really like to do, because when you take off the coat, it's still a really nice outfit underneath. Or another thing is styling it with accessories, because even when you take off the coat, you can still have the accessories on with you. So a nice belt, a purse, anything like that, a scarf. The next person asked how to style knee-high docks. So any knee-high type thing, like knee-high socks, knee-high boots, anything like that, I really like pairing it with a dress or a skirt, especially in the winter, because it just, you know, it covers your legs, but it's still really cute, like with the dress, because you can see the full shoe. Or you can even wear like a maxi skirt and you can only see part of it. That was very in trend in 2020, I'm pretty sure. Another person asked, were you always good at fashion? Do you feel it's possible to learn about it at any point of your life? I was not always good at fashion at all. I think I am still progressing and learning. And I think that kind of answers your second question. I think anyone can learn styling and fashion at any point of their life as much as they want. Like if they want to and they're passionate about it, you can learn. Styling yourself is just all about getting inspiration from other people or the media. You don't have to be born to be able to style yourself. I don't think anyone's born to just be able to style themselves. I think it's just all about, you know, I always emphasize getting a Pinterest and getting a style board on Pinterest or watching fashion shows and getting inspiration from those. And even if you're like in your 40s and you want to start dressing better, you can go do that, you know? It's all in your hands. There's no age limit to fashion or anything. I think I'm still progressing when it comes to styling myself, because honestly, like, it takes me so long to figure out an outfit, which I think is why it takes me so long to film TikTok videos, because I'm still working on being able to create outfits by myself, you know, with my own skills, because I still very much rely on Pinterest to create outfits, and it takes me so long, and I need that inspiration in order to create outfits. So I think it's a long process to being able to style yourself and learn about fashion. It's all about experimenting, trial and error. I feel like I sound like a broken record and I say this all the time, but that is truly what it is. Fashion and styling is just an open book. It's really broad. Anyone can do it. The next question is, for someone who doesn't have any fashion experience, do you think fashion school is a good idea? I don't think you need any experience at all to go into fashion school. As long as you're passionate about it and you think that this is something that you really want to do in the future, then just go for it. Because I didn't really have much fashion experience when I was in high school or anything. I took a few fashion classes in high school, but compared to some other people, because I do see people who go to this school and, you know, have already started their own business and always worked on runways. I live in the Midwest. It's really hard for me to find those opportunities. I was also just very busy in school for me to do all that stuff. I was doing a lot of after school activities and just studying. So I never really had the time to go out, branch out, and try to look for job opportunities in the fashion industry or the retail industry around my area. And that's totally fine, because I'm telling you, I've said this in one of my other podcasts before, most of the people going to fashion school probably have no clue what's going on either. You know, you do have those people who are so knowledgeable about everything in the industry, but then you have those people who have no clue as well. And honestly, what's the point in going to fashion school if you already are so successful in it and you're so knowledgeable in it, you know? Everyone in that school still has areas to learn in the fashion industry, which is why you go to school. The next question is, what makes you feel like yourself in an outfit? I just feel like, as long as you really can't stop staring at yourself in the mirror, honestly, because that is how I know that I am just very satisfied with what I'm wearing, is I keep looking at myself in the mirror. If I make an outfit that I'm not super satisfied with, it doesn't draw my own attention. I think your outfit needs to draw your own attention. You need to satisfy yourself the most with your own outfit. And that's how I know that I look good, and that's just what makes me feel like myself, is if I know that I look good and I really just am so attracted to myself. Honestly, I would 100% date myself in my own outfit. Then that's I'm yep, this is it. I don't have a specific style or anything, which is what a lot of people ask me, is do you have a certain style that you like the most? My style honestly changes so much, and I feel like a lot of people think that when you're trying to find your style, it's one specific thing, but we're always changing. We always change our minds on everything, and I'm always shifting between styles. Right now, I'm very much into the classy / elegant look almost, and almost the fairy tale aesthetic, if that makes sense. That's what makes me feel the best, but, you know, a month ago, that probably wasn't the case. Next question is, what was the first outfit that made you love fashion so much? I don't think it was necessarily an outfit. I think it's just me being passionate about fashion. And I think seeing a bunch of fashion influencers and bloggers on social media really inspired me to get more into fashion. And you know, I just love seeing people's outfits when I scroll through Instagram and stuff like that. So I guess that really made me want to start posting better outfit pics and just dressing better. I think any outfit that I wear that I really like, just makes my passion for fashion grow even more. Because every time I see an outfit that I create and it's so amazing, I'm always wow, fashion is for me, guys. I'm really good at this stuff. The other day I made this outfit with a white button up, and I kind of made it in a way that Bella Hadid wore it, and I've only seen myself do it. I've never seen anyone else do it, and I saw myself do it because it was inspired by a Bella Hadid shirt. And I was like, wow, I am so talented. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think whenever I come up with a creative outfit idea, that just really inspires me even more. Okay, next one. Here's a big one. Just a very broad question. How do I find my style? Please help. I think I made a whole podcast on this. It is probably one of my earlier podcasts called How to Find Your Style, or How I Found My Style. So go check that out because I go in depth. However, I believe finding your style is mostly all about finding yourself and figuring out who you are. So it's really all about trial and error. Once again, experimenting with a bunch of different styles until you figure out which ones that you like. And it doesn't have to be one single style, you know, it can be multiple different styles, but whichever ones or outfits that you like the best, make sure to like always look that up on the internet and like save it and save all those outfits on your phone and everything, and just start dressing towards those different outfits and styles that you saw online that you really like and you like on yourself. Next question. I really want to be a fashion designer. I love and wait. Sorry, there's a grammar thing. I love fashion, but I don't know where to start. So I think starting off with knowing if you want to be a designer, I mean, I'm not a designer, so I don't really know exactly what the process is, but I think starting off, because I did take a class for, I guess, designing and fashion merchandising, which are two different things, but they were like one class. But I think what we did was learning how to draw those people. I don't even know what they're called, but learning how to draw those people and then like drawing outfits on them and creating outfits. And I think studying the different types of sleeve types, collar types, hemlines, and all that, studying like the structures of creating an outfit and creating your own outfit with those different structures, you know, like mixed matching different necklines with different sleeves and all that stuff. I think that's where you start, and drawing those out. Anyone is a designer out there, and please tell me if that was correct. I think you could start anywhere, to be honest, just wherever your heart takes you. I know for design, it's a lot of drawing and creativity. So that's my input on that. Next question. I'm in high school. My school doesn't have many choices for fashion and clothing stuff. That is the downside of having school uniforms or dress codes, is you can't really express yourself in a lot of ways. I remember I had to write a paper on like pros and cons of, you know, dress coding, and that was like a major con, is students really aren't able to express themselves and their individuality. But I mean, also there is a pro to like wearing school uniforms, which is there's no, I guess, people don't feel bad if people have or aren't stylish, and you know, it doesn't allow people to compare themselves with each other. Sorry, I'm going like so off topic, but if you are sad about school uniforms, I'm trying to make you feel better about school uniforms, because even though it kind of limits individuality, it still is able for everyone to be on like an equal playing field, if that makes sense. Anyways, especially if you have a dress code or a uniform, you can't really wear certain things. I know some schools are very, very strict on what you can and cannot wear. My school, luckily, was not at all. So I think just if you have a school uniform, adding any types of twists that you can, or doing something with your hair, or wearing fun socks or cool shoes. I don't know. I guess some schools do restrict that stuff too, though. Or just whenever you're out of school, just get out of that uniform. To go put on something different right as soon as you get out of school, you know, and just start experimenting with clothes? That's a very subjective question, just because I know all schools have very different dress codes and what you can and cannot wear. I know law schools, you can't wear leggings even. I mean, my school, you could literally wear everything. Girls would show up with crop tops and it was fine. There would be some teachers who would be like, no, but for the most part, it was like, okay. So next question, what is your favorite color combo to wear and why? I personally really like pastels recently and neutrals. I've always loved neutrals. I think neutrals are just automatically classy and elegant, which, as I said, has been my style pretty consistently. Like, there'd be some times where I would kind of shift and change a style, but I'd always just go back to, like, elegant, classy in the end. So I think neutrals are just very elegant and classy, and they're just, I don't know, they're pleasing to the eye, especially pastels. I love pastels so much. Almost every pastel color is my favorite color. I don't have a favorite color, just pastel, you know. I think it's just very pleasing to the eye, and it just makes me happy. Next question, how do you know if something matches with your other clothes? I think this one might be referring to, like, when you're shopping, maybe, like, how you know if you pick out something and it matches your other clothes. I think the easiest way is picking out, like, essentials and basics, so plain colors, you know, plain t-shirts, turtlenecks. Those are very easy to pair and mix and match with a lot of different other clothing, and I think that's a very nice beginner step, is buying just very basic closet essentials and a bunch of different basic closet essentials, you know, so like a basic denim jacket and a basic black turtleneck with some white pants, you know, just very plain colors and, you know, no big patterns. That's the easiest way if you're just starting out to learn how to style. And then you can start adding more bold colors or more patterns. Honestly, it's all, I've said this 5 million times in my podcast. I really need to stop saying this, but I just feel like this is the biggest thing. It's just all experimenting. You can think about what you have in your closet and just be like, oh, will these zebra print pants match something in my closet? And buy them if they do. Like, if you have like a white or black t-shirt, and they'll probably match those zebra pants, you know. When I shop, I don't really think, I just buy and I'll make it work somehow. I'll just find a way, and I go on Pinterest. Like, if I buy some zebra pants, I'll just go on Pinterest and be like, zebra print pants outfit. So you can do that while shopping too, is look for outfits on Pinterest for a certain item of clothing and see if you have those necessities in your closet. Moving on, kind of branching to that same question, is top 10 basics that you need in your closet. So I did make a YouTube video. You can go check that out. It's called, like, Closet Essentials. It's on my YouTube. But once again, very plain colors. I think outerwears, you know, plain tops, plain bottoms, outerwears, accessories. Those are very, that's just, those are all the necessities you need to make an outfit, and just basic colors of them, or like minimalistic versions of them. Next is, how do you find your style if you only have very few clothing? I think the best way is trying to figure out a bunch of different ways to wear one certain piece of clothing. So let's say you just have a white t-shirt. Look online, different ways, you know, as in wearing it baggy, wearing it cropped. You can crop it without having to cut it, you know. And just trying to figure out a lot of different ways to style one certain thing, and looking up online. And I think if you have very few clothing, it's more about what you do with other parts of your look rather than just what you wear, because fashion isn't just all about clothes. It's about your hair, your makeup, all of that. Next question is, I got this question a lot actually, least favorite trend of 2020. I'm trying to think back of the trends of 2020. What were the trends of 2020? Honestly, I can't remember. I know my favorite was the corset. Definitely the corset. I'm trying to remember. There's the corset. There's a sweater vest. I wore sweater vests. I think I honestly just wear everything that I see. Sweater vests. I literally made a video on this. Tie-dye, I guess, out of all the trends I can think of, tie-dye was okay. I didn't really hop on the tie-dye trend that much because it's like just tie-dye, you know? It's not really anything special. It's just tie-dye. So I guess that's my least favorite trend. I mean, I don't think it's ugly or anything. I don't see the big hype over tie-dye. Sorry. I have one friend who's like obsessed with tie-dye, so I'm really sorry if you're listening. I just didn't see the big deal. I understand athleisure wear because, you know, during the pandemic, we all stayed home most of the time. So it's natural to wear athleisure clothing more. But just tie-dye is just kind of, it's just tie-dye, you know? We'd be doing that at camp. We'd be making tie-dye clothing at camp. You don't need to sell it for $50 when you can literally make it at home. You know what I'm saying? I guess that is an upside, though, is that you can make it at home, your own tie-dye clothing at home. But like some stores, they'd be selling it for so much money when it looks like a sixth grader did it. No offense. All right, we have a few more questions here. Next one is, do you ever wish you weren't a fashion major? That's a good question. I don't think I will ever regret being a fashion major because it is what I love to do. And, you know, I think especially taking classes, I learned to love it even more. Part of me has always wanted to be an actress because I was just really into performing arts and all that stuff. And I was thinking about going into performing arts in college. However, I think it's kind of too late for me because especially as an Asian American in Hollywood, I feel like I probably would have needed a lot more experience beforehand. Unlike being a fashion major, I really like should have known as a child to be a successful actress. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that way. Who knows? Maybe one day you'll see me in a movie, everyone. Maybe I'll be in a movie one day and you guys will all be shocked. I am going to be a film minor, which is really exciting. But yeah, part of me has always wanted to be an actress, but I just don't think that's in the cards for me. So it's okay. I'm not upset about it. It is what it is. I did theater in high school, which was kind of the reason why I was able to really distinguish what I wanted to do in the future, just because I did theater in high school and I just really wasn't like so into it compared to the people who were really good and, you know, they were just really into it. And I just felt like I wasn't as into it as them. So I was like, maybe this isn't right for me. Next question, how to make a boring slash lazy outfit more interesting? Accessorizing. I think jewelry really can make up sweats and, you know, not just having your hair down because that just kind of looks like you're at home. It's a Sunday, you know, having your hair up in a nice whatever you want, a braid or something, wearing a jacket, like a nice denim jacket or something over your sweats. I think all those things are really nice to dress up a sweat. But I think that was all I had for questions today. Let me know if you all like this sort of podcast, this Q&A. Maybe I'll do another one regarding fashion or just myself because I'm narcissistic. Or whatever you want me to talk about or whatever you want to ask me about. Maybe I'll do another one. Who knows? So let me know. DM me on the Totally Unexpected Podcast Instagram. It will be in the description so you can follow me. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and you'll hear me next week.